WCBC Sports.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback on WCBC and brought to you by the Kensington Assisted Living on Baltimore Street in Cumberland and the Country House, specializing in Alzheimer's care on Cumberland Street in downtown Cumberland. Saturday Morning Quarterback hosts are Rob Cioni and Dr. Jim Zamayas and the WCBC Sports team with lots of information about the week in sports.
Good morning. It's Saturday Morning Quarterback. Here we are on a beautiful fall morning, a little fog, sunshine later. Glad you could join us. Autumn Glory weekend up in Garrett County. This is Jim Zamayas on with Tony Orndorff, Mike Connolly, Brad Reed, Adam Stern, and Rock Cioni. And right now, let's go to our scoreboard, Mike.
Thanks very much, Jim. Last night on 1270 AM, Fort Hill 62, Mountain Ridge nothing. Last night on Classic Hits 107, Frankfurt stays undefeated, defeating Brook 66-13. Kaiser 55, John Marshall 13. Kaiser will be Allegheny's opponent next Saturday at Greenway at 1 o'clock. Hampshire 49, Rockridge 6. Northern 38, Uniontown nothing. Northern's next opponent will be Mountain Ridge. Philip Barber 43, Petersburg nothing. Moorfield 40, Tucker County 28. Musselman 37, Boonesboro 14. Albert Gallatin remains undefeated. They defeat Hedgesville 40-14. Clear Spring 14, Smithsburg 7. Smithsburg was the number one seed in 1A West. North Hagerstown 28, Williamsport 20. North Hagerstown is Fort Hill's opponent next Friday night. Stonewall Jackson 20, Hancock 8. Martinsburg 34, Morgantown 6. And Winbur 14, Berlin 10. In the Major League Baseball playoffs last night, Seattle wins that series, Seattle 3, Detroit 2. And tonight, the Cubs at the Brewers at 8 o'clock. Also today in college football, Nebraska is at Maryland at 3:30. Pitt at Florida State at noon. Northwestern at Penn State at 3:30. And also at 3:30, NC State is at Notre Dame.
All right, Mike, great job. And I have one score to add, thanks to Doug Wolf. Perryville lost to the seed school last night, 17-14. How about that? So, those are our scores, and now it's time for the two-minute warning.
We have reached the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
We're coming upon the two-minute warning.
Now to bring us to the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
All right, thank you, Al Michaels. And, yes, we are being timed, Rock. And speaking of Al Michaels, he may be dropping a little bit. I think people are ready to throw him out. Love his voice, though. Rock, what do you have?
Well, I want to comment on Noah House. My observation is the quarterback at Fort Hill, if he can stay healthy, that knee's been problematic. It's been problematic. The way he throws the football, no one in 1A can stop Fort Hill. We saw a talented, confident passer, and incidentally in this morning's paper, Coach Alcar said he's always looking downfield and he's always finding the open receiver. He's big enough to tuck it and go. He plays like that, like he did last night. They can't be beaten.
Adam?
I would say Frankfurt special teams. Last night we witnessed five touchbacks by Rhett Sensenball.
Nice.
And we saw a backup kicker in Jesus Purdue kick a 42-yard field goal that hit the bottom bar and in as a backup on first and 10 when the kick was made.
So Rock and I helped train him doing short gap little
league. We certainly did.
Brad?
Let's talk about a team we don't always discuss, Kaiser. I think they're going to be a force down the road for Allegheny and Frankfurt. They look to be a team that could determine playoffs and playoff seeding.
Mike Connolly?
Topsy-turvy season. Frankfurt 7-0, Kaiser 6-1, Fort Hill and Northern 3-3. Southern Allegheny and Mountain Ridge 2-4 should be a very interesting final quarter of the season.
Tony.
All right, score that surprised me. Oh, wait, that's the wrong segment. But Moorfield defeating Tucker County 40-28, very surprising. A heavy dose of the horn in South Cumberland is what the people needed, and they got it. Allegheny back to the future looking like the 80s, the tornado blowing through their schedule, and the Falcons continue to roll.
How much time do I have?
26 seconds.
Not bad. All right, World Series, the American League Championship Series, Seattle versus Toronto. Neither team existed prior to 1977. Mm-hmm. Very strange. And Smithsburg losing, North Hagerstown barely winning. Fort Hill is going to barrel through these Washington County teams the next couple weeks to get ready for Allegheny. All right,
Agreed.
That is our two-minute warning. That's the best one, Tony. Yeah,
thank you.
Did you ride on a fire truck with a Dalmatian to get it?
I did.
All right. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Quarterback and talk about the Fort Hill Sentinels. Remember, your calls are welcome. We'll be back in just a moment.
When the diagnosis is Alzheimer's, the decisions are difficult. Fortunately, there's Country House. Hi, this is Nicole King. Our staff are trained to provide comfort, reassurance, and 24-hour care, 301-777-8717.
Riverside Sports has you covered from head to toe for spring sports, including softball, baseball, track, little league, and tennis. They carry hats, socks, pants, and uniforms, and offer team discounts, too. They also have the largest selection of balls and bats in the area, in stock and ready to go. Riverside Sports has everything your team needs from the dirt up, even in the field maintenance supplies and field signs. Why go anywhere else when you can get it all at Riverside Sports, 940 Kelly Road, where your team identity comes to life.
Parents, what if your high school student could get a jump start on their future and save thousands of dollars in college tuition? At Allegheny College of Maryland, our early college program makes it possible. Students earn real college credit while still in high school, preparing them for career success or a seamless transfer to a four-year university. It saves time and money. It's smart. It's affordable. It's the early college program at Allegheny College of Maryland. Visit allegheny.edu to learn more today.
Nobody knows the Fort Hill Sentinels like 1270 AM WCBC.
And the Sentinels increased the lead to 61-0. So, Doctor, it doesn't seem to matter who carries the football for the Sentinels.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback on 1270 AM, 103.1 FM. Let's check what happened last night in high school sports.
We're going to break it down right now. It was Fort Hill 62, Mountain Ridge nothing. Brad Reed, you were on the field. What are your thoughts this morning?
Well, it's interesting how Allegheny and Fort Hill both needed the same thing. Good games, efficient, no mistakes, and they both got them. Fort Hill, I thought, was nearly perfect. I don't know what they're going to pick apart on the film. It was an impressive performance all around.
It really was. Mike, what are your thoughts?
Just balanced all around, like Brad just said about Fort Hill. 478 total yards offense, 347 on the ground with 23 carries. House, 4-6 for 131 yards and 2 touchdowns. What more can you ask for?
Rock, you got to call the game. It was a fun one to call, even though it got out of hand, but just seeing Fort Hill dominate was something.
It got out of hand early. You could just feel it last night that the Miners weren't going to be competitive at all against Fort Hill. And it starts up front. We all know that, but we don't think about it enough. It all starts up front, and Fort Hill is just much stronger than Mountain Ridge.
And we mentioned last night the parallels between the two games Thursday and Friday night were striking. Allegheny took a 21-0 lead on the first play of the second quarter against Southern. Fort Hill had a 20-0 lead in the final minute of the first quarter. So the games were fairly similar. Mountain Ridge is better than Southern, though. So, yeah, and then it was in the paper today, Jordan Kendall said, that's the biggest margin between Fort Hill and Mountain Ridge. Tony, did you have time to consult with sources?
No, it was a late night last night coming back from Wellsburg, but I just, you know, in the last couple of years, Fort Hill Mountain Ridge was shaping up as a big rivalry, and I think those feelings are still kind of there, but, you know, as Allegheny was struggling, Mountain Ridge, you know, was on the up, and that seems to be fading now. I mean, this is sort of everything back to the way people expect it to be in terms of the area of football, but Fort Hill completely dominant. I mean, we were still in the pregame show, and it was 14-0. Now you started a half hour early, but I was still, you know, making sure we were getting the coin toss, and the scores were already rolling in from South End.
Well, they put 56 on Mountain Ridge last year.
Yeah,
56-3, 62-0. Oof.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Adam, it was only 3 years ago, 2022, when Mountain Ridge beat Fort Hill 30-8 up in Frostburg. And things have really changed. And I guess that's what makes Fort Hill so fascinating. They just keep it up. I mean, other schools will be up and down. You know, on the Eastern Shore, Cambridge finally got a win last night. They were 10-0 last year in the regular season. But Fort Hill just keeps it steady all the time.
Yeah, and what we talked about yesterday is teams trying to find their identity, the teams that aren't run heavy, know what they're coming into the season. And I think Fort Hill was trying to find that identity. And that is tough to do it against the teams that they had to play prior to this.
Yes.
You know, you have to go to Bridgeport. You know, those teams that they had to play, Dunbar. And I think now they're going to find their identity, and I think they're going to make that run, and it's going to go deep into the playoffs. So, you know, if I'm a Fort Hill fan, I think they'll take a lot of positives leaving there that, hey, we're back, we're single A, and we're going to go through the single A playoffs.
Mike Conley, last night Braylon Younger had a big night. We didn't have a lot of carries for the other backs. You wanted to talk about Carson Bender and whoever else may have carried for Fort Hill.
Chase Lamb.
Chase Lamb.
Yeah. Only two carries, 98 yards, 83 on the touchdown.
All right, and that touchdown didn't come to the fourth quarter. How about Bender?
Bender, three carries, 38 yards, and a 32-yard score.
So, Rock, what's interesting is, unlike Allegheny, which kind of spread it among the three backs, when Fort Hill ran the ball last night, it was Braylon Younger, and then they did go to passing on occasion. Of course, they're chewing up yardage. The drives weren't really long and sustained. They scored quickly. But it is interesting to see the usage of the backs last night.
Well, yeah, Braylon Younger is just a really excellent 1A back. He's very, very good. Field position last night, Mountain Ridge, it suffered all night long with field position because of Bobby Brower's kickoffs. And when you're Fort Hill with all the talent they have, and then you throw in a short field on many of those possessions, it was just no contest. And Younger, that one run he made last night is as good as we've probably ever seen.
So, listeners, we had two carries last night that were for the ages. They're worth going back and checking the video. You can do that now. It's pretty easy to access those videos and through Greg Honeycutt's company. But on the one carry, probably the carry of the year, Braylon Younger broke four or five tackles.
Easily four or five.
And then he carried six guys.
Yes, he did.
So after we're done commenting about that, then we have, was it Carson Bender?
Yep, 32 yards.
So he seems stopped. And then he shakes off people and then runs around right in. Brad, he ran right by you.
Yeah, he somehow got his right foot down on the 5-yard line, and I don't think he took another step and he hit the end zone, which I don't know how he did, and he kept his body inside the pylon. It was an incredible feat.
And we've had some special teams questions with our city teams. Mike, who is this punt returner for Fort Hill last night doing everything?
That was Channing
Logsdon.
Logsdon, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
He did a great job. Very aggressive
job.
Coming up to field the football.
He even fumbled a couple of them and then picked them back up and advanced
reversed
down the
field. He was fun to watch.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Yeah, so Fort Hill got what it needed last night. It was, and now North Hagerstown, which is having a decent season. Smithsburg, which is 3-3 and had been the number one seed, and they lost to, was it Clear Spring?
14-7.
Didn't Mountain Ridge destroy Clear Spring?
Yes.
Last week, Tony, is that right? Bad too, right?
22-0, something like that. I'll
so,
add that.
So Clear Spring beats Smithsburg. Smithsburg has to play Fort Hill.
Berkeley Springs beat Clear Spring, and then obviously I think Southern beat Berkeley Springs.
They did.
There's the extrapolation.
And maybe Rock Ridge, who Hampshire pummeled, maybe they beat one of those teams.
Probably.
We really connected it all.
We don't have parity.
Mountain Ridge did defeat Clear Spring 42-0.
40, shut them out. Wow.
Well, callers, you're welcome to give us a buzz, 301-722-8255. Well, we got to talk about Mountain Ridge, too. And Rock, they have a quarterback who can do a lot.
He's a tough kid.
Carter Kleitz.
He takes a lot of pounding.
Lefty, and he can run the ball, but they cannot establish the run game, no matter who they're playing.
No, they can't.
They don't run the ball.
That's killing them.
And then I guess what was frustrating, and Brad, you've done, what, two Mountain Ridge games?
Back to back, yeah.
Okay, when we saw them play Allegheny, they threw short passes over the middle. You could catch it while you're running and move yards after the catch. For whatever reason last night, they just dropped back and ran 20-yard out patterns. It did not work. I don't get it.
Over the years, they've mastered that short pass game.
Right.
We've all kind of admired that about their offensive play calling, but that has gone by the wayside. They had one series, you commented on this, they came out first down, short pass, gained 7 yards.
Yep.
Then they lost about 10 on the next two. They got the ball back. And they lost, I think, 19 on the next series. So when they do that little short passing game, they can be somewhat effective. But anything else just does not
and
work.
No matter how great the coverage is, you can get open at least a little bit. If you're just doing a quick slant, there is a window there. No matter how great the defense is, you may not gain a lot. Mike, you had something to add there.
You were talking about their rushing attack. They had no rushing yards in the first half. Against Fort Hill. And then they threw the ball 9 times in the first half and only 3 in the second.
And I may have said this when they played Allegheny. Carter Kleitz looks like somebody you'd want to do a pickup game with that could do anything on the field. He might run it. You know, if we're doing a two-hand touch game at Washington Junior High back in the 70s, give me Carter Kleitz because he can throw the short pass. He can run it. But he was throwing these 25-yard out patterns. That's not his arm.
I'm not sure they had the receivers they've had in the past either.
No, it was rough. And Tony, you saw Mountain Ridge too, and Frankfort dominated them. I think what we witnessed last night was just as rough.
Yeah, and what I remember Brad and I talking about was what we noticed was a lack of patience, that they would be able to get a couple of things going over the middle, short passes, and then they would try for something, either a misdirection play that they couldn't quite shake off or something with a halfback pass that was an interception. It's sort of like it was kind of it was early in the Mountain Ridge Frankfort game. They tried this play after a first down. It was an interception, and they were kind of back on the bus at that point. So I think they have things that will work, but they got to stay patient and work through those things that are working.
I don't know why this just hit me, but when you teach world history, there's a diagram of the India's caste system, and it goes on down. We've seen that here with high school football first half of the season. So you have your Dunbars and Bridgeports up here. Hollidaysburg and Fort Hill are on this level. And then, you know, there's Mountain Ridge, which is still above some other people. So it really is stratified as far as these teams. And when you're where we live.
So you brought history and geology into it.
Geology?
Stratification.
Oh, stratification.
Yeah. Good for you.
I don't know. Tony, do you know what I'm talking about with this caste system chart?
I do. Yes, I do know what you're talking about. I'm not sure I can flesh out the parallel between.
Well, do you see it? I mean, like Mountain Ridge. We're saying, Mountain Ridge. Oh,
there are
man.
Levels. Yeah.
And they killed a couple of these teams.
Right. I mean, there are levels. We saw in West Virginia, Moorefield beat Tucker County. What's going on with Moorefield? They're 2A. Tucker County's 1A, a good 1A school, and they got blown out last night. So, yeah, there are levels. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, whatever. All right. By the way, I got a text from Garrett Egan, which, Garrett, I'll give you credit. It's a little bit more informed than Doug Wolf, but not by much.
Hi, Garrett.
And Adam Stern won the picks. Adam, is that your second win?
My second win in 3 weeks. So that's 2 out of 3, and I am on the rise.
I might not be
going any farther in the records, but hey.
And, Tony, you're going to pick Kaiser the rest of the year until they play Frankfort now that you've seen the light?
I mean, it really is astounding, and hats off to everyone at Kaiser because it just didn't look like it was going to happen this year.
Tony, do you have any sources up there to see what they are attributing the turnaround to?
I really don't, and I haven't really even gotten into it, but I do think the scheduling has been good. I think they scheduled people they could play against early, and it gave them a little bit of momentum and some good positive energy, and then you keep that rolling on. Allegheny will be a test. Obviously, Frankfort will be a test for them, but there's no reason to discount them.
And they play Mountain Ridge too, don't they?
Yeah, that's
yes.
Actually,
yes. And Rock, I do have a source in my office, so I will check the line coach.
We're going to hold you to that.
I will check that, and I'll have it because I'll be back here next week.
Oh, yes,
great.
You will.
Great. Well, we expect some good information.
All right, very good. So congratulations to Fort Hill. And, you know, anybody who's ever dealt with Nathan Shipe, the head coach of Mountain Ridge, knows he's a real gentleman, and we wish the Miners all the best. You have years like this.
That's right.
That's just all there is to it. All right, it is 9:19. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Quarterback and talk about the high-flying Falcons when we come back.
Touchdown, Braylon Younger. Touchdown, Fort Hill with 3:14.
Hi, this is Nicole King from the Kensington Assisted Living in Cumberland. We offer a comfortable, safe place to call home for those who need a little extra help or want a carefree lifestyle. 301-777-8888. 800-800-8800.
Is your credit so bad that even your grandma won't loan you money?
Aw, come on, grandma.
No, not one more penny.
T&D Motors is here to help you. Bad credit, no credit, it doesn't matter. T&D can put you behind the wheel today. Bring in your driver's license, pay stubs, and a proof of residence, and T&D Motors will take it from there. T&D Motors can put you in a car when nobody else can. Stop by one of our two locations, Route 36 George's Creek or Route 220 in Bel Air. Apply online now at td-motors.com. T&D Motors.
You're approved.
The Cumberland Country Club Board of Directors invite you to join them for breakfast each Sunday, available from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy the delicious entree of your choice from the Sunday breakfast menu with exceptional country club service. Reservations are required. Please call the Cumberland Country Club today.
Riverside Sports has you covered from head to toe for spring sports, including softball, baseball, track, little league, and tennis. They carry hats, socks, pants, and uniforms, and offer team discounts too. They also have the largest selection of balls and bats in the area, in stock and ready to go. Riverside Sports has everything your team needs from the dirt up, even in the field maintenance supplies and field signs. Why go anywhere else when you can get it all at Riverside Sports, 940 Kelly Road, where your team identity comes to life.
And they've got the ball at the Brook 47-yard line. Blake Jacobs, the quarterback, waiting is Tyler to the near side. Long count, turn and give. This is Carter Shanhill following with blockers. Breaks it out to the far sideline. Breaks the tackle at the 30. Spins at the 25, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Frankfurt Falcons. Touchdown, Carter Shanhill.
Now back to Saturday morning quarterback here on WCBC.
Touchdown called by Tony Orndorff, and Frankfurt had a lot of touchdowns, 66-13 over Brook. And FM boys, you can say Wellsburg, West Virginia, all you want. Remember, we don't know where these places are. Give us, where in the heck is Wellsburg? Tony, you want to take it?
It was near Pittsburgh. We were basically in the Pittsburgh metro area.
We'll take
area.
That.
To get there, we ended up on a road that seemed like you were going to fall off the mountain. But to get back, we found a better route, and Adam found a better route. We ended up back toward the airport. So you're about, I think we talked, Adam, you talked to some guys that said that they're like 20 minutes to a Penguins game if they want to.
Yeah, so the head coach, Frank Sensini's indicated. I had a great conversation with him before the game. He gave me the history of the field, how it came about. They have a turf baseball field. They're putting a turf softball field in. I told three different times, Tennyland Radio, Mineral County Board of Education, call Brook County. Find out how they get this kind of money down here, because an unbelievable facility. And it is, from our view, and everybody pointed out, you look right across the hillside is Ohio. So the Ohio River was within a bike ride.
Is it a bedroom community for Pittsburgh, you guys? Is it close enough for commuters?
I think it sounded like that there is people that live or starting to build, because there were some really nice houses on the way up that maybe that's outskirts of Pittsburgh, people that work there and live maybe in West Virginia.
All right, very good. So we're in the Northern Panhandle, and now let's get to the game. Tony, what are your thoughts about Frankfurt 66, Brook 13? You were worried a little bit about these road games. Apparently, Whiteman doesn't worry
game?
About it.
They were trap games.
I was a little worried. I mean, you think, okay, well, first of all, Frankfurt's riding a 20-game win streak. Now it's up to 21. So, you know, you're just thinking, okay, that's not going to go forever. At some point, you're going to have a bad day. Maybe it's a road trip. Maybe it's a 2.5-hour road trip. You know, with a turf field, which seemed to be an issue up in Northern. And it just wasn't the case. And Adam asked Coach Whiteman about it in the pregame interview. You know, what about the road trip? What about the – and he said, that's a bunch of BS. We're just going to go in there and tell them the better teams come out and play better. And we're not going to deal with any of this. We're going to take us a while to get going. And they did. They ran the opening kickoff back for a touchdown. So that helps be able to get things moving. Brooks' biggest issue, they could move the ball. They did not seem to want to tackle. So because as I was thinking about, like, you know, what happened, I just had a lot of memories of Falcons players just sort of weaving through and lanes that were there, and a lot of Brook players that were just sort of content to be blocked and be blocked out of the play. And then if there were only, you know, any hard hits last night were delivered by the Falcons.
Was Brook 3-3 coming in?
They were 3-3 coming in.
Again, it all depends who you play. Right. Adam, your thoughts about last night?
What Tony brought up, what I noticed about somewhere in the first quarter, that Brook is a big team, but they don't tackle low. And Frankfurt is taught to keep moving your legs. And it kind of reminds you of, and I don't want to take it away from Brook, but a Pee Wee football game where a running back hits a large number of players of the other team, and he bounces out and he runs for a touchdown.
Right.
And that's exactly what happened on four touchdown plays in that game, that they were stopped, and they were stopped with a yard or two, and they break off for 40 or 50 yards. They had two touchdowns called back that were 50-yard pluses on
holds.
Frankfurt did. Or the score would have been even worse.
Brad, you've seen a lot of Frankfurt this year, of course, and we know they went 14-0 last year, won every game by at least three touchdowns. They're rolling again this year, and, I mean, that score is 66-13. What are your thoughts about what makes this Frankfurt team so good?
Execution. They just do everything perfectly. They don't run a lot of plays, Jim, but the plays that they do run, they run them flawlessly. They tackle. They don't make mistakes. They don't make big mistakes on special teams. So they're not going to beat themselves. If you're going to beat Frankfurt, you're going to have to beat them physically up front.
Rock, you covered Frankfurt for a number of years, and you have to feel great. We've known Kevin Whiteman for 30 years now, so it's really something.
Well, with Kevin, if people know Kevin, his history, it's not surprising that they execute the way Brad and Tony and Adam have described, and the fundamentals of tackling well and blocking and staying with blocks. It's not surprising. It is surprising to me personally. I thought they lost so much off that title team that they couldn't possibly replicate what they did last year, but looks like they certainly are in shape to go for another title run.
Are we still in that three touchdown mode with every win this year?
Yes,
three touchdowns more.
I mean, even games where it's a slow start. You know, Northern, they didn't get the ball in the first quarter. They're not. No one has really been close. They haven't really been in a tight game in this streak.
Do they always run something back, a punt or a kickoff?
It seems that way. I mean, it does seem that way. They have a number of, I think that's probably the third or fourth special team touchdown, either a punt or a kickoff.
Remember that used to be the specialty of Virginia Tech with Frank Beamer?
Uh-huh. Their
special teams.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So special teams, and we saw Fort Hill and Allegheny both improve in that. That's an incredible run. So this double-A school that had never won a state title has won 21 in a row, all by 21 points or more.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Bravo.
And what we were talking about the tackling part, and what I noticed last night was when Frankfurt would hit a running back from Brook, the running back went backwards, and he got no yards after initial hit. Frankfurt would get hit, and they would go forward and get a minimum of three more yards. So any hit even on a second and 10 became a third and 7, where Brook is facing second and 14 or 15. The only positive yardage we laughed about it was Cole Shanholz tackled a kid over his shoulder, and he gave him two more yards because he flipped him forward. So that was the only positive yard after hit.
All right, so at Petersburg. And what after that, Tony?
At Petersburg, then back home for Herbert Hoover. That's a big test. Hoover's a power in 3A.
Allegedly a big test.
Well, I mean, I know I say that every week, but I mean, they're I think, one or two in the power rankings of 3A. And I do think we'll see a difference there. We talk about that.
Tony, you better come ready to defend Herbert Hoover.
Their divisions.
If you'd go back to my chart.
Yes. Do we want to talk about Hoover and why he gets unnecessarily blamed for the Depression?
only things get slow in the final segment. Herbert Hoover, and then you can name some town in West Virginia that nobody knows. Oh, it's in Wellsburg. Okay. I know where I'm at. Here's another idea. If you go to Pittsburgh, take Route 22 west, and you'll get out there to Weirton.
Yeah.
Was this place to Weirton, Adam? You were driving
it
yesterday.
It was south of us. Was that right?
I think it was south.
Yeah,
it was right there.
When they pointed which way we were, I was backwards. Because when the AD said, "You didn't come from that way, did you?" And my answer was yes. And he goes, "Oh, I'm really sorry about that." So
I just had my sister and brother-in-law drive up here with a 30-foot trailer and a Jeep attached. Ooh. And the direction said, as you're coming up from Virginia, go through Pawpaw. Well, if you're driving a car, it's fine to go through Pawpaw. Do you want to take a 30-foot trailer on Route 127 and 29 and 9 and 51?
We'd have taken the Pawpaw route last night. That road is phenomenal compared to what we were on.
I know Mike Conley and I did a Kaiser game up in that northern panhandle a few years ago. It's the northernmost of those school. And we're having trouble coming up with the name of it. But I know what you're talking about out there.
It could have been Weirton Madonna. maybe back then.
No,
we just got back Wednesday.
Reverend Carl Watson from BW went to high school. All right, Michael, what?
Just real quick update, 4 special teams touchdowns, 3 defensive touchdowns so far for the Falcons. That's from Doogie.
We trust Doogie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike, we trust Mike Connolly. Mike, let's do those scores one more time, please.
All right, Jim. Last night, Fort Hill 62, Mountain Ridge nothing. Frankfort 66, Brook 13. Kaiser 55, John Marshall 13. Hampshire 49, Rock Ridge 6. Northern 38, Uniontown nothing. And Thursday night, Allegheny 42, Southern nothing.
And everybody is calling Hampshire now. Do you have the Rock Ridge phone number? We would like to schedule Rock Ridge. Let's get them on the schedule.
Did you see their schedule online?
Rock Ridge's? That I did not do.
There's some opponents on there that local folks might be wanting to contact.
Who is that school from Winchester that BW played?
James Wood.
No. It was a little small school that BW played in football. So I've posed two.
Patel, is it?
No, they're at the other end.
Okay.
Rappahannock?
No. They played Rappahannock, too. If anyone wants to answer any of these questions that we should be able to research, at any rate, we're going way back here. It is now 9:31, and when we come back, let's talk about those Allegheny campers. You're listening to Saturday Morning Quarterback on WCBC.
Looking to Brittingham. Cuts inside. Touchdown. Frankfort Falcons. Touchdown. Peyton Brittingham from 2 yards out.
WCBC. Cumberland.
The Mayor and City Council of Cumberland will hold a public work session beginning at 4 p.m. on the second floor conference room of City Hall Tuesday, October 14th, for the purpose of immediately closing the meeting to receive an update regarding the Masick Road property and potential business locating on the site. Meeting agendas and attachments are available at the City of Cumberland website. As you get out and enjoy the changing of the leaves, Garrett County Chamber of Commerce has a driving tour for north and south portions of the region. There's also a self-guided tour for champion trees in the county. For more information about the driving tour, you can click on this story on our website. Visit Maryland Foliage Driving Tour. That's Newsbreak. I'm Chris Myers for WCBC News, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to 1270 AM, 103.1 FM, and streaming worldwide at WCBCRadio.com.
When the diagnosis is Alzheimer's, the decisions are difficult. Fortunately, there's Country House. Hi, this is Nicole King. Our staff are trained to provide comfort, reassurance, and 24-hour care, 301-777-8717.
Riverside Sports has you covered from head to toe for spring sports, including softball, baseball, track, little league, and tennis. They carry hats, socks, pants, and uniforms, and offer team discounts, too. They also have the largest selection of balls and bats in the area, in stock and ready to go. Riverside Sports has everything your team needs from the dirt up, even in the field maintenance supplies and field signs. Why go anywhere else when you can get it all at Riverside Sports, 940 Kelly Road, where your team identity comes to life.
Monday, NFL action here on WCBC as the league underdogs, the Chicago Bears, open in Washington against the Commanders in Week 6 play. Join us for pregame coverage beginning at 4 with the kickoff at 5. Monday here on the Big W.
Lines under center. Man in motion to the near side. They're going to pitch behind that man and trying to find running to the 15. McKenzie to 10, and he's upended, but rolls into the end zone. Touchdown, Aiden McKenzie. Touchdown, Allegheny.
Highlight from last night in high school sports here on WCBC. Now back to Saturday morning quarterback.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Quarterback, and we got our answers right away. It's very important I mentioned that Rock came up with one of them. Timber Ridge was the opponent down in the Winchester.
Right down off of Route 522.
There you go. And then, Tony, you discovered Oak Glen.
Yes, Oak Glen in New Cumberland, West Virginia.
Yep, Mike, that's where we were. And it was another place where you're taking some weird dark road.
And it's another place where you're there and you're like, oh, this town doesn't – and you get to the top of a mountain.
Yes.
And there is a gorgeous – multi-building, multi-field sports complex. Weir was like that, Brooks like that, and you're saying Oak Glen was like that.
I'll give you one more. Northern Bedford High School. is up on top of some mountain, and some alum paid all this money for an AstroTurf field, and that was 25 years ago.
You know, North Marion, not a big complex, but they have just a beautiful turf field sort of carved out of the mountain as well. So, yeah. I mean, just you think there's nothing there, and then you come up on these big sort of cathedrals of football.
There you go. There's orchards on Mountains Rock where you and your family might give me and Kathleen one apple to carve, and it's great.
You could thank my wife for that one apple.
And what's the name of that orchard again? They are a sponsor.
It's Ridgetop.
There you go. Mike Connolly, Allegheny defeated Southern 42-0 the other night. What would you like to mention about that game for our listeners?
Just total dominance by Allegheny. Balance, you know, Amani Blow, 11 carries, 134 yards, 2 touchdowns. Keonti Bible, 8 carries, 70 yards and a score. 2 touchdowns by Aiden McKenzie. And, of course, the freshman, Hensel, you know, he had a touchdown too. So just a well-balanced rushing attack by Allegheny. And, of course, Southern couldn't muster anything at all, you know, when they had the ball. So Allegheny improves to 2-4.
Brad, you're always thinking about things in analytical ways. So you were on the sideline for both Allegheny and Fort Hill wins. Why don't you give us a similarity between the two wins and maybe a difference, if you would?
Well, the similarity is I think both teams seemed to feel like their backs were against the wall.
Right.
Both came out with a great deal of energy. The energy on Fort Hill sideline, Allegheny sideline, way up. The kids were way into it. The difference is going to cost Allegheny down the road, and it's continuing to make mistakes that they don't need to make. Penalties, unsportsmanlike conducts, those types of things in a close game, they will haunt Allegheny down the road.
And the other thing, and obviously we're going to spend most of the segment praising Allegheny, The cadence and the movement of the offensive line is still kind of...
Absolutely. I forgot. Yeah, we talked about that off the air. As the line seemed to fire out better, they seem to have more problems with that. Where as they were trying to fire out, it got more wonky. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, and I'll give another parallel since you guys do not like my Indian caste system one. Let's try this. The Allegheny offensive line moves like the caterpillar ride at an amusement park. If you've ever been to Kennywood or Idlewild, you ever seen the caterpillar?
Mm-hmm.
They bring the top down. It kind of that's how they move. It's just odd. But Rock, we saw so much good out of Allegheny Thursday night. It really was a nice performance and should propel them through the rest of this month of October.
Yeah, they're going to have their hands full next Saturday. We may not have felt that way before. Kaiser comes to town. Boy, they have to be really, really hungry, Golden Tornado. Not that Allegheny isn't, but that ought to be – I hope it's a great weather day because that should be really a fun game. And then Northern, up in Northern, you know, don't count the Huskies out. And then I'm anxious to see if Trevin Cox is okay. They're Allegheny's punter. Went out in the very first play of the ball game.
And, Tony, here's a question for you. I don't know if you're at this game, but next Saturday at 1, and you hear that, it's like, Saturday afternoon, kind of a mausoleum-like atmosphere. But it should be a good atmosphere, and it may be the best Saturday afternoon game that we'll have had at the stadium since Fort Hill beat that team from Ohio. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have a call.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Wadsworth from Ohio.
Garrett normally sits there. He just texted us and said, hey, you have a call. All right, so let's go.
Wonder who it is.
I didn't say that just because I don't quite remember that game, but I'm
going to call. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on Saturday Morning Quarterback.
Good morning, fellas. Isn't it amazing what the Cumberland schools can do when they play teams of their own caliber?
It was amazing. Yeah, they throttled them. They really did.
They're still the class of the area.
Well, yes. And don't forget the team 10 miles away down Route 28. They're not bad either.
No, they're not bad either. And Tony said he was on Dan's Run Road last night. If that's the case, it's a wonder he didn't get lost.
No, we were on a road that was like that as we were meandering our way through the mountains of West Virginia to get to the stadium.
Although, caller, you make a good point because Rock and I were in Winchester and Tony was west in Morgantown at Clay Battelle. So we are happy Adam drove.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten – we'd still be wandering around.
Caller, what did you like about Fort Hill last night?
Oh, Well, Fort Hill was Fort Hill last night. They came out. They punched Mountain Ridge in the mouth, and they showed that they can move the ball through the air and on the ground. And they also showed that they were physically a lot stronger with some of those runs that they made. I mean, that one by the younger boy, that was absolutely amazing. You don't see that on Sunday.
No, you don't.
That was just it has to be one of the best runs we've seen at the stadium in a long, long time. And his determination when he – every carry, Younger carries the ball like it's the last chance he's ever going to have to carry the ball. Hats off to him. And you described it as inspirational, Jim. I agree. That's how the game's supposed to be played.
Caller, let me ask you this. You see every Fort Hill game. We see 75% of them, I'd say. Jabril Daniels versus Braylon Younger. Do you have a favorite as far as how they run the ball or which one you enjoy watching more?
Braylon Younger is a stronger back. Where Jabril Daniels would run around you, Braylon's going to run over you.
Okay.
And I think he's a stronger back. And I think he's harder to tackle. And I'd like to give some credit to Coach Alcar because the previous two games, Fort Hill could have packed it in, and they didn't. They came out, especially the second half against Bridgeport and last night, and they were ready to play.
You know, I think you felt this way, and I know Rock has talked to Fort Hill fans who really did not feel that bad about the 49-14 loss to Bridgeport. You want to elaborate on that a little bit?
No, there was a lot of good things in that game. They showed that they could move the ball at times. I mean, let's face it, that's a small college offensive defensive line that they're going up against
right
last week. And they run that single wing like they've been doing it for 100 years, and you don't see that offense, and so it's hard to prepare for it. And they do it well.
All right.
Did they win last night?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I did not include that in our scoreboard. But yeah, Bridgeport won again, maybe 40-something to 13 or something dominant yet again.
Well, they're going to win next week because they got Preston County.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, man. Hampshire beat Preston County.
And
Wow. Then
they're going to play, I think it's Grafton, or Grafton or Elkin, so it's not going to get any better.
Bridgeport defeated Spring Valley last night 48-14.
Oh. So there you go. Well, thanks for calling in. It's more fun after a win, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and we'll look forward for a couple more.
You bet. All right, thank you very much.
All right.
All right. Any other thoughts on the Allegheny campers for many of you?
I was listening to the broadcast. It just sounded like you guys were impressed with the play calling and some of the things they were doing. You and I talked. They did a wingback counter as sort of like moving to – the true wing tee kind of gadget plays you want to see. So you're not quite at a counter crisscross. There's a lot going on with that, but you're getting there. So I think that was good, and it was just good to, again, to get teams moving in a good direction as they head for the playoffs, and everyone is heading for the playoffs.
That is correct. All right, very good. Your calls are welcome at 301-722-8255. Let's take our final break, and again, thanks to the Kensington for sponsoring our show. You're listening to Saturday Morning Quarterback on WCBC.
Turns and gives to Blow. Blow off the left side. Touchdown, Amani Blow. Touchdown, Allegheny.
Hensel on the carry, Rock.
Thank you. Maddox Hensel in there for Blow with the touchdown. Sorry, Maddox.
Hi, this is Nicole King from the Kensington Assisted Living in Cumberland. We offer a comfortable, safe place to call home for those who need a little extra help or want a carefree lifestyle. 301-777-8800.
Riverside Sports has you covered from head to toe for spring sports, including softball, baseball, track, little league, and tennis. They carry hats, socks, pants, and uniforms, and offer team discounts too. They also have the largest selection of balls and bats in the area, in stock and ready to go. Riverside Sports has everything your team needs from the dirt up, even in the field maintenance supplies and field signs. Why go anywhere else when you can get it all at Riverside Sports, 940 Kelly Road, where your team identity comes to life.
Don't let car repairs scare you. Add mechanical repair coverage to your next vehicle loan at WEPCO Federal Credit Union and drive with confidence. This affordable protection plan helps you avoid scary repair bills and unexpected costs. Call 800-292-8139 or visit WEPCOFCU.com for all the details. Vehicle must qualify for MRC. MRC may not cover all vehicle repairs.
Everything we do.
Partly cloudy skies on your Saturday as you head out for the crop walk on the Great Allegheny Passage. High today of 71 degrees. Increasing clouds this afternoon with a 70% chance of rain showers tonight. Low near 54. Cloudy skies and rain showers continuing into Sunday with a 60% chance of rain. High near 65 degrees. Rain showers overnight. 40% chance of rain. Low near 51. You're back to work Monday. Mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of afternoon rain showers. High near 69. Partly cloudy skies overnight and a low near 52.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback on 1270 AM, 103.1 FM. Let's check what happened last night in high school sports.
Welcome back to Saturday Morning Quarterback. We welcome your calls, 301-722-8255. And Mike, we normally start with you for the number, so have at it.
I have two, 104 and two.
Oh, I have 104, too.
I'm sorry.
Go, I know what it is. Say it.
Total points scored by Allegheny Fort Hill, and two is the two punts, one each for Allegheny Fort Hill each game. That's it.
That was it.
Excellent numbers. All right, Brad.
Well, since we all had the same number, the 104, I'm not prepared after that. But here's my number for Rock. 2 minutes, 60 seconds. We got 120 seconds. There's six of us. We only get 20 seconds apiece.
He got 26.
Well, it's just 20 seconds apiece. That's my number.
Did I take longer than that?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
I'll take that advice to heart.
You have to consider the source. We trust Brad.
Yeah, we do, certainly do. He's all very right. Precise.
Okay, Adam?
I love numbers, so I'm going to go 312, 6, 52, and 90. 312 points scored by local teams, by six teams that won. For 52 points average scored by those six teams. Unbelievable for a night. 90 was there were two kickoff returns in the Brook-Frankfort game, one by each team. 90-yard kickoff return for touchdowns, one by each team.
Thanks for that math. 50 points a game by the 52 six.
52 by six teams. So I had to do it three times. So I used the calculator.
Carry the one.
I could have used your calculator in high school.
That's my fault.
Oh, my gosh.
And I got to keep my mic in my hand.
All right, Rock.
6 and 4. There's six area quarterbacks averaging over 100 yards passing per game, which for around here, not bad. And four area quarterbacks have thrown over 100 times this season, total passes.
That is something.
Thank you.
Those are good.
And I didn't take long.
That was great.
Yet.
Yeah, Tony.
I had about 20 numbers that I was cooking up, but I think I have it down to about 8.
Brad, you started this.
Okay. The first, it's 9-5. 9 touchdowns for Frankfort last night, 5 different players. Keaton Nestor had 2. Blake Jacobs threw for 1 and ran for 1. Braden Tyler, 3. Carter Shanholtz had 2. And Peyton Brenningham had 1. The last number, 359 total yards on the scoring plays alone.
Whoa. So not the long sustained drives.
No, it was big. Wow. You know, scoring, you know, the 90-yard kickoff, 45, 48, 57, 45, those were all some of the scoring plays.
All right. Mm.
So I did get some of those extra numbers in.
They were good. All right, so as the newspaper noted, next week Kaiser Allegheny's a 110th meeting. So that takes us back to around 1920. And the next two opponents for Allegheny, Kaiser and Northern, won 93-13 last night over John Marshall and Uniontown. So when we left Greenway Thursday night, oh, hot diggity dog, Allegheny's going to get on a roll. Maybe they will. But Kaiser and Northern are going to have something to say about it. So
a lot of phone calls to Rock Ridge and Uniontown to see if we can get them on the schedule. Phone call.
What is the deal with Uniontown? That is crazy.
It's fascinating.
They must have hollowed out the whole town. Good morning. You're on Saturday Morning Quarterback.
Good morning, gentlemen. I haven't heard you say anything about the young lady that did the national anthem. She was excellent. And
well,
her husband is an 81 graduate of Fort Hill High School.
Well, Brad Reed and Roxione all over that. Gentlemen, have at it.
It was an excellent rendition. Rock her name again, I'm sorry.
Susie Nash.
And she's a professional singer.
She is, absolutely.
Moved back to the area with a Fort Hill graduate. I think they live in Fort Ashby now. I think she
I don't know, but that was good news. You broke that story. That's great to have that.
They have a single out, or she has a single out about a small town that Fort Hill is using as kind of their anthem or their inspiration. Very nice lady. Talked to her for about 5 minutes, and she gave me all that information. And then she did an excellent, excellent, a top-notch job on the national anthem. And Rock says, now we go to Brad Reed. And it was a little little anticlimactic at that point in time, Rock, but thank you.
Not for your fans, Brad.
They, if you see them around, I'll give them a plug. If you see her and her husband advertised playing somewhere, go see them. They are terrific.
How was that, caller? Did we do it?
That's fun. You've got a fun fact here. There's a Mountain Ridge High School in Utah. The mascot is the Sentinel.
Well, now that is a fun fact. Thank you for that. That's good.
Can you repeat that? I couldn't hear
There's a Mountain Ridge High School in Utah, and they're called the Sentinels.
Ah.
All right. Well, hey, you're welcome to call back. That was good stuff.
Yeah, dig deep.
Thank you.
Right, bye.
Bye-bye. Very good. All right. Our next segment is called Booth Review. And, Tony, you get to go first on the booth review.
All right. So this is really a scoreboard review at Brook. It was a beautiful facilities. Lots of food. They did feed us, and I thought maybe that was – but it was fine. So Bill Cessna
– we talked about last night on the AM. Yes.
But they had this really big video board and scoreboard, and it was gorgeous. But the scoreboard itself was actually very small. Most of the space was taken over for a live feed of the game. So you could watch the game that you were watching in the stadium on the screen. The thing I didn't like about it was, I guess what pays for that is, advertisements during the game. So if you're at the stadium, you had to watch an ad, a 30-second ad every now and then on this video board. And I like being in a high school football game, that's a place where I can get away from advertising like that. So I'll take the Greenway Avenue board. I'll take what we have over all of that.
What is the ad we keep running? I repeat this ad, leaf filter ads. They have taken over network radio. Chris Cunahan, Ron has fallen off the line. I can do the whole commercial. It is great. Better than my son can do A Few Good Men's ending with Jack Nicholson. All right, enough of that. Thank you. It's a good booth review. Rock?
Just to highlight our city kids, in the city, both Fort Hill and Allegheny have three really talented running backs, but beyond their talent, they're very, very gritty. Every time they carry the ball, those six kids are running hard, and both have quarterbacks that are very effective throwing the football, and each of those quarterbacks, Blank and House, House has Jamison Powell Morris as a receiver who's really starting to contribute, and of course Sebastian Stewart for Allegheny.
And what's Sebastian Stewart's nickname, Rock?
It's Baz.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, you got it.
Who gave him that nickname, Garrett?
Yeah, I'm surprised Garrett has not used that in the games.
Yeah, well,
Coach Hansel whipped that out the other night, and we caught it. We were ready. Adam?
So my booth review goes to you, Jim and Rock. So last night we had a kickoff that somebody had called a play-by-play that said that it landed out of bounds. We then went to a commercial with the ball that was to be placed on the 40. As the color commentator, I don't say a word, and realizing the ball went in the end zone, the ball is coming out at the 20. So I know that you guys banter each other, but how am I supposed to correct the play-by-play? That's what I wasn't sure about.
My advice was not to.
Sometimes.
Gently.
Yeah, you can write some down and point to it. Rock doesn't seem to mind me doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he might mind.
Tony laughed, and then he corrected himself, and I said, well, I noticed it, but I didn't want to say it. Like, I didn't know how to say it. Yeah. I didn't want to say you're wrong, so I was like, yeah, well, I'll just eat it.
Hey, this whole show is correcting each other, needling each other, so we can handle it.
That's great, though.
That's very good.
I love doing it with Tony, so thanks, Brad.
Good, good. Brad, what do you have?
The two coaches, Fort Hill, Allegheny coaches, in interviews, Coach Hansel specifically said, I want to go, I hope we get to a 50-50 split on offense, passing and running. And I thought that was a very important statement by him. And I could get Coach Alkire to admit that he has a very good passing game and where it's going to play in the rest of the season. It remains to be seen. But it's interesting, Fort Hill and Allegheny coaches talking about a passing game.
And doing it.
And doing it.
Yeah. All right, Mike?
My brief review, a whole lot of offense from Allegheny and Fort Hill. No defense, Southern and Mountain Ridge. And Frankfort and Kaiser continue to put a lot of points on the board.
All right, very good. So, two things on my booth review. Number one, we had four radio stations covering Mountain Ridge, Fort Hill last night, and Times News coverage.
And television.
Yeah, and TV.
Yeah, so it was great. And every one of those people came in our booth at some point when we're trying to tear down. And it was really nice visiting with everybody.
You couldn't turn around without bumping into a media person.
People want to help you break down the equipment.
Well, they're not helping at all. They're in the way. All right, and the second thing, kudos to Allegheny's coaching. The play calling was really good the other night. Great pass and run creativity. And the punt returns, two different guys ran up and caught the ball and had great returns. And those are improvements that are evident to us who cover Allegheny. And that's coaching. That's teaching. And I want to give them credit for that. So it was good. All right, we have 5 minutes remaining. Your calls are still welcome at 301-722-8255. You may have something that you don't think we covered, so have
at
it.
I have 15 more minutes of stuff here.
You said you had more analysis.
I do, but I'll forego that.
All right, so here we are a little bit past the midway point of the season, and it's great we have playoffs to look forward to also. Brad, any storyline for this season? I know Mike mentioned earlier kind of a topsy-turvy season. It really has been interesting. We're sometimes used to Allegheny and Fort Hill going to homecoming unbeaten. We've had years like that. Yeah, we're nowhere near that this year. Has to do a lot with the schedule. But what thoughts do you have here at the midway post?
I think the storyline is, and it has yet to be written, is the harder schedule, harder games going to benefit you down the road? I think that's really the question. Mm-hmm. And then based upon how this season ends, we'll see over the next couple of years how people schedule. If it works, great. You'll see them continue to play harder and harder teams. Regular season really doesn't matter. It's all about playoffs. But if it doesn't, maybe you go back to some easier games for the fans. I mean, these two nights have been great. I mean, they were blowouts, but everybody seemed to have a good time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we will have Bridgeport coming here next year. Brad, you opened your pregame interviews both nights with asking coaches about next year's schedule. Do you want to briefly recap that for our listeners?
Let's see. The three teams, Smithsburg, North Hagerstown, and there's a third one, Jim. I'm sorry.
Was it Bridgeport? They're
all coming back. There are two-year contracts. Hollidaysburg seemed to be out
for Fort Hill,
and Dunbar was still being discussed. So that's kind of my recollection of what he said.
Hollidaysburg's, I don't think, totally done for sure on them.
On Fort Hill?
That's not the impression I have. But hey, what about Allegheny? Let's go to them.
Allegheny was Hollidaysburg and Gallatin, and I think he said, and refresh my recollection, but I think he said Gallatin was most likely out, and they were still trying to work with Hollidaysburg.
Right.
And Murray is coming here.
Right.
Michael,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That came from the coach.
Yeah.
And they left the other day. They're on their way now.
Yes, yes. Yeah, Murray is at St. James today, and at some point, maybe last week, we talked about it. If you want to go do some today, go down to St. James.
Two excellent quarterbacks.
And there's no entry fee at St. James.
I'm not even sure they'll know if you're there. You can just kind of wander around the campus.
Just wrap a sweater around your neck, and you'll be fine. Yeah. It'll be good.
Wander into a scene from Dead Poets Society.
All right. We still have a minute left. Adam, breaking into in color, what has been the biggest challenge or thing you've enjoyed the most? What would you say?
Trying to keep my head focused into a game. When I referee 24 hours before, I do the booth with you in soccer. I don't know how you guys do it from game to game with Brad. All you guys that jump from one game to the next night, you have back-to-back nights. That is very difficult because I know you guys know the rosters. I don't, and I am like, I'm listening to Tony. He's calling out a number because, and I don't want to admit this, I can't see some of those numbers out there, but as a referee, I don't think anybody ever says referees can't see. But it is for me to try to wrap my head around and try to stay focused to compliment him. And when I listen to you guys do your part, it's unbelievable. I mean, you guys do such a great part, and I'm thankful, well, as my teacher.
We're glad you're here, and we love it. And that's going to do it for Saturday Morning Quarterback. Many thanks to Chris doing a wonderful job engineering. For Roxione, Adam Stern, Brad Reed, Mike Conley, and Tony Orndorff, this is Jim Zamias for WCBC Radio Sports.
This has been Saturday Morning Quarterback on WCBC and by the Kensington Assisted Living on Baltimore Street in downtown Cumberland and the Country House, specializing in Alzheimer's and respite care, located on Cumberland Street in downtown Cumberland. Saturday Morning Quarterback is a production of WCBC Radio Sports. All rights reserved.
One of America's great radio stations proudly serving the community since 1976. 1270 AM. WCBC Cumberland.
Also on the web at WCBCRadio.com. 10 AM. New cars, used cars, all available at Timbrook Kia Motors.